same hour.
Blog Talk Radio.
As my divine spirit will teach you in the same hour which you ought to say.
Yeah.
All right, get that John 14, 26.
But the comfort, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
He said, teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Let's go to Malachi real quick. Let's go to Malachi. All things to remember. Let's go to Malachi chapter 4. Let's go to Malachi chapter 4. Before we go to that Malachi chapter 4, real quick, before we go there, let's go to Jubilees real quick. Go to Jubilees. We'll go to Malachi chapter 4. Go to the book of Jubilees. See what I'm going out of the book of Jubilees. All things to your remembrance. Go to the book of Jubilees. All things to your remembrance. Shall the Yah die Israel?
Yes, sir. 32, I believe it is.
Chapter 32?
Yeah, 32. 35.
There. Yeah, about that number. Chapter 32. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 35. 32.
Okay, yeah. Jubilee chapter... Make that 32. Jubilees chapter 32. Brother E. Jubilees chapter 32. Pick up that. Verse 24.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am. Jubilees chapter 32, verse 24.
26. Yes, ma'am. Jubilees chapter 32, verse 24 to 36. Verse 24. Fear not, for as thus hast seen and read it, thus will it all be. And do thou write down everything that thou hast seen and read. Verse 25.
You do what?
And read.
Yeah, I'm 24 to 26. That's all I'm
24 to 26. Well, it was something in there. It had a great precept with that. I'm not going to read that again, Mother, from the top again. It was something in there.
Hallelujah.
It got a precept in there. It got a piece of meat on the bone in there.
Yeah.
Come back and read that again.
Jubilee chapter 32, verses 24 to 26.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24. Fear not, for as I have seen and read it, thus shall it all be, and all do thou write down everything as thou hast seen and read.
And do what?
And read.
Hold that phone and read. Hold that phone.
Read.
Precept with that read.
Read.
34:16. What do you mean? And read. And read what? A novel? Read what? A comic book? What got to read?
Mm-hmm.
What do we got to read? 34:16.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah. So to read what? A comic book, magazine? What do you want you to read?
And Israel said, Yahweh How can I remember all that I have read?
Well, at that time, he's not Israel yet.
Okay.
Right now, he's not Israel yet. Abraham, Isaac, and all of them, but now he's trying to find his way now.
Okay. And Jacob said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?
Uh-huh.
And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
No, what he said unto him, Moses, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What he said to him, Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Romans chapter 13.
So he had to leave them and go around to Ephesians. Let's see this message through any change in the fifth chapter, Sister Judas. Let's see this message change any kind of way once he got there around Ephesus to mess around with the Ephesians in chapter 5. Let's see if he changed his message any kind of way. What do you say to read in 5:7 down to verse 14? What can we read?
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7 to 14.
Yeah, what do you say?
Verse 7 reads, but not be therefore partakers with them.
He said, be not ye, you, partakers with them. Mm. Go ahead.
Verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness.
You see, you were sometimes darkness.
But now are ye light.
Yeah, light and move.
In the Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Walk as children.
So now he's telling Ephesians to do what?
Walk as children.
And now you know Ephesians got to be children of Israel, because he's definitely, that's the only children of light, children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. So this book of Ephesians is talking about the Israelites. Go ahead.
Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in the goodness.
So it's in the goodness.
And righteousness.
Righteousness.
And truth.
Listen.
Verse 10. Providing what is acceptable.
Proving
what is acceptable unto the Yahweh.
So you got to prove what's acceptable to Yahweh. You got to prove it. Go ahead.
Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Reprove them. Don't have no fellowship. The one that, if you didn't want to be right, go on about the long head. Go ahead.
Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of these things which are done of them in secret.
The man see, always whispering to somebody. Shh. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
Right.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest.
Oh, yeah.
By the light.
By the light.
For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light.
Go ahead. Whatever manifest is the light.
Verse 14.
Listen good. Here we go.
Wherefore he saith what? And wait.
Well, wait.
Thou that sleepest.
Yes, wake up out of that sleep.
And arise.
For
the dead.
Now, who's the dead? Now, who he wants to work about that speech? Now you precept that Baruch.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 4, verse 4. Put a name on who he wants to work about that sleep. So everybody grab this. I always talk about the whole world work about that sleep. let's do a little precept in 4, verse 4. Let's find out who they want to be free. Is that 4-4 the elder? Is that 4-4?
3.
Or 3-4?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Baruch 3, verse 4. Thank you, elder. Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4. So who do you want to wake up out of that sleep? You put a name on it. Let Baruch tell it. Baruch, he'll tell it.
Hallelujah.
He ain't got no problem telling now after Yahweh told him. I should have killed you, Baruch.
Hallelujah.
You do all think about yourself. You forgot about my plan. Worry about your piece of material stuff you got. I should have killed you, Baruch. As we said in Jeremiah 45, ain't reading. 3 verse 4, what do you say? Baruch 3:4. Baruch.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 4. O Yahweh, O Christ, thus Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh who?
Israel.
Uh-huh.
Hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites.
The dead who?
Israelites.
Well, we want to work about the dead.
The Israelites.
Well, you call Hebrew the Jew. He wants the Israelites to come up out of that dog. That's representing all 12 tribes. When you were Israelite, you come out the whole 12 tribes. They got that 49:28 blessing in Genesis. That's what he's talking about. Back to the young lions.
Yahweh. All right. So we'll let the all things to remembrance, right? All things to remembrance. Give me that Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, Sister Judas. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 70. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee the elders, and they will tell you.
The elders that will tell you. Will tell you. Okay. All right. Tell you what? Give that Malachi. Give that Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4, pick up at verse 4.
So the elder's job ain't to ask you nothing. It's to do what?
Read that again.
They're supposed to do what? What the elder's supposed to do?
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their fathers speak unto them, and bless them, every one according to his blessings, he blessed them.
So all 12 tribes is up on the blessing. So we know clearly the only one got the blessing right now is Judah. Go to the northern kingdom, that's both away. But they got the Egyptians come back in. They can be drafted back in if they quit doing what they're doing and be right back to the young man.
All right. That's all Israel. All Israel. All right. Okay. Oh, I was told us something. Okay. All right. Let's touch on this. We'll be on right now. Then we're going to touch on the what's coming after as well. Okay, I know it's on the Leviticus 23. Leviticus chapter 23. All right, verse 1 through 4. We're going to skip down verse 24 all the way down to 32. We got to touch on this little bit of this atonement as well, too, because it's just around the corner. All right, Leviticus 23, verse 1 through 4. Then 23 to 32 was Sister Diva, dear Prince of Israel.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 4 and 24 through 32. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be
In the middle of verse 2. The feast of what?
By the all righteous congregation.
Okay. Righteous congregation. But what feast it is? In the middle of verse 2.
The feast of Yahweh.
Feast of Yahweh. All right, go ahead.
Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous congregation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
In all your dwellings. Go ahead,
verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh.
Again, these are the feasts of Yahweh again. Go ahead.
Even righteous congregation.
That is.
Okay, which you shall proclaim in your season.
Proclaim in their season. Yahweh. All right, get down verse 23 to 31.
Oh,
32, because we are going to touch on the atonement.
Verse 23.
Yeah, verse 23 to 32.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trump.
Okay, you say you shall have a Sabbath. What kind of Sabbath is this? So you have a Sabbath. Hold on.
We can read.
What kind of Sabbath is this we can read?
23.
Let's go to John. Oh, what you got? Let's go to John, chapter 19, 31. Let's go to John, chapter 19, 31. John chapter 19, verse 31, Mother Z. John chapter 19, verse 31. John chapter 19, verse 31.
John chapter 19, verse 31. Then Yahda Judah, therefore, become. Then Yahda Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day.
Well, this Sabbath day is a high day. It is a high day. Yahweh. The hide day. Alright, back to
Yahuwah.
Back to Leviticus 23, also the seed of the oppressed Israel.
Leviticus chapter 23.
Let me jump in real quick before you read that. Did you go to, you went to that Sirach?
Sirach?
Yeah. Mother E, can you give me that Sirach chapter 33. You give me verse 7 and verse 8 and verse 9, please.
7 to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Sirach 33.
Mm-hmm. In fact, let me add 2 in there. Add verse 2 in there with.
Okay. Let me get there.
Right, chapter 33,
verse 2.
Yeah, I want that first line in verse 2, all the way to the comma, that little dot right there. The first little few words, and then you can drop down to 7 and 8 and 9.
Okay. Right, chapter 33, verses 2, verse 7 to 9.
Man.
Verse 2. A wise man hated not the Torah instruction.
Right there. Verse 7.
Why do one day excel another?
Yeah.
When as all the light of every day in the year is of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. By the knowledge of the Yahuwah, they were diminished.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
They were distinguished. By the knowledge of Yahuwah, they were distinguished.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
By the knowledge of Yahuwah, they were distinguished.
Ma'am.
And he altered seasons and feasts.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Some of them that he made high days and hallowed them, and some of them had he made ordinary days.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Wow. So we're going to find out that every day is not going to be the same. You got Sabbath days, and we got high days, which is our high feast days. Back over to our brother, teacher brother Titus Israel.
The ordinary days could be regular, like the regular Sabbath as well, too.
And the feast day will be done. What kind of way, brother Titus, in 13:10 of Exodus?
Exodus 13:10.
All the feast days will start at evening when the sun is set, and it's supposed to be what? 13 verse 10 of Exodus.
Exodus 13. Verse 10 reads, Exodus chapter 13, verse 10. You should therefore keep this ordinance in this season, from year to year.
From year to year. Same time like Mo said, you know, I missed this time last year. But it's on the same time, same thing, every year.
That's right. From year to year.
Year to year.
Year to year. Okay. When did the timeline start?
And let me get another one in real quick, Second Kings 23, verse 5. If you don't do it year to year, this is what y'all go out there, you're going to do it. Second Kings 23, verse 5. This is what he's going to do to you.
You
don't do it year to year, Second Kings 23, verse 5. What are you going to do to you?
We're going to Second Kings 23, verse 5. Second Kings chapter 23, verse 5. And he put down the adulterous priest, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high place of the cities of Judah, and in the place round about Yada. Him also that burn incense to Baal, the Lord, Baal, to the sun.
To who?
To the sun.
Red.
To the moon.
And to the moon. He said he's going to do what with them in the beginning of that verse. He's going to do what with them.
And he put down.
He put them down. He's going to put you down if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh going to put you down. If you're doing that sun worship and that moon stuff, Yahweh is going to put your adulterous tail down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Only Yahweh.
His tail of adultery don't always mean you're looking at somebody in the corner of your eye. You mean his word.
Mm-hmm.
His word with the world. I'm going to put you what kind of way?
Down.
Down.
A little bit louder.
Down.
Down.
I'm going to put you down.
That's right.
And then you got it written over there, Matthew, even with the ground. Even with the ground. They're going to lay you even with the ground. That's how down you. I bet you that later on, but go ahead. Y'all go on.
Hallelujah.
How down you going to be even with the ground?
Yeah. You can't serve both. You can't serve both. You can't mix in with the world in here. You can't serve both.
I like that precept. Hey, yo, what that verse said, yo? I'm going to lay you easy with the ground.
And that's Luke 19.
So, that's how I'm going to lay you. I'm going to lay you easy with the ground. That means you got to be down up in it to be evil with you. That's how I'm going to put you down.
Is that Luke 19?
Yeah, 19, round about, you can have picked this nigga sound good. Round about 41, this nigga sound good.
All right, Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the sea and wept over. Verse 42 said, if ye had known even you at the least in this, the day, the things which belongeth unto your peace.
Your what?
Unto your peace.
See, we could have had the peace.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
but now they are hid from your
eyes. The peace is hid from you, nothing.
Yes.
Go ahead.
43. For the day shall come upon you.
Yeah, go ahead. Watch
and your enemy shall cast a trench about you.
Yeah.
And compass you round.
Yeah.
And keep you on every side.
Now, here we go. 44.
44. And shall lay even with the ground.
And shall lay you even with the ground. He's going to lay you, you even with the ground. Go ahead. And
your children within you.
Yeah.
And they should not leave in you one stone upon another.
Yeah.
Because you knew it's not the time of your visitation.
You did not see. Order.
Of the true Israelite.
So now you don't know. Now you doing everything contrary to it. Back to the young woman.
All right. All right, you said you can't serve two. Sister Judy, give me that Matthew 6:24 real quick.
Matthew
Matthew 6, 24. To deceive us, we have stripped Israel. Give me that John 14. That John 14.
John chapter 14, verse 30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh, and have nothing in me.
The prince of this world cometh, and have nothing in me. Okay, let's get a name on while who's this prince here. 1 Corinthians real quick. And I'm going to come back. You see what I'm on in Corinthians real quick. Give me Matthew chapter 12 real quick.
Forgiveness is for
around 5 somewhere. Yeah, make the Acts chapter 5. 30-31. Acts chapter 5, 30-31.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 5, verse 30-31, Sister Judith.
Acts chapter 5, verses 30-31. Verse 30 reads, "The Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh the Son, whom he felt
slew
and hung on a tree."
Hanging on the tree.
Verse 31. "Him hath Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin."
Yes, right.
And it's a what?
Repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin.
See that? Right, sentence to Israel. Okay. That's who the salvation is for. And two. So the salvation is for and two. All right. Okay, give me that Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse 38. Yeah, I'm at 3, Acts 3:19.
Not 2:38.
Yeah, Acts 2:38, Acts 3:19. Acts 2:38, to the deed of being Prince of Israel. And have me that Acts 3:19 as well.
Acts chapter 2, verse
38. 38.
Yes, ma'am. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit."
Righteous spirit.
Read verse 22. Who is the audience he's speaking to? Verse 22. Who is he telling this to? Put a name on the table.
Yeah, 22.
Acts chapter 2.
So who's the devil? What he's saying? He said unto them.
Hallelujah.
So who's the devil? 22.
Acts chapter 2, verse 22. "You men of Israel."
That's it. The man of Israel, what?
"Hear these words."
These words. That's what you're talking about. You man of Israel. Them. You man of Israel. So when they say them, they're thinking they're cooling everybody else, but you got to have that, the ammunition on that 22.
That's right.
Right there.
You got to make them close their mouth.
That's it. That's what it means by the gang says.
That's why.
They want to fool themselves in that. All right, Acts 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. "Repent you."
Okay, repent ye. Who's ye? Who's the ye? Verse 22, Acts chapter 2, 22.
Acts chapter 2, verse 22. "You men of Israel."
There you go. That's who the ye is. Words. Hear these words. Back to 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. "Repent, you men of Israel, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the..."
It says, and be what? Be what? Be converted?
Yeah.
What do I mean by how you be converted?
Yeah.
How you be converted? Be converted.
That's right. That's right.
How you be converted?
Psalm 19:7.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how you be converted. Psalm 19:7. Hallelujah. Thought about that. Psalm 19:7. Glory to the seed that bear for Israel.
Psalms chapter 19.
verse 7. The Torah instruction is perfect, converting the soul, the body, the person. The testimony, the covenant of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple.
Making wise the simple. Okay, let me get some more on that converted real quick. Get some more on that converted. Go to Matthew on that converted as well too. Let's see. Let's go to Matthew 18.
Make it plain, ladies and gentlemen. Make it plain. Make it plain. Got it?
Matthew 18.
Pass that thing.
Matthew 18. All right. Think of that verse 1. Verse 1 down to verse 4. Matthew chapter 18. Verse 1 through 4. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, Sister Judith.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, At the same time came the disciples unto Yahuwah the Son, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
He said, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Yeah.
He asked him that. Verse 2,
verse 2. And Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3.
Go ahead.
And said, Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself.
Oh, you got to what?
Humble himself.
You got to be humble.
As this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven.
You can't have that type of, that arrogant, that puffed up spirit on you. You can't have it on you. You can't have it on you. And we can read in the Epistle of Paul, see what they're going to get you. Can't read that. You can't be puffed up. You can't be puffed up. And I'm going to show you what the definition of what puffed up is. What do you mean by being puffed up? But I have a problem. Give me that 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. First Corinthians chapter 8.
Verse 1. Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies.
Hallelujah.
What does knowledge do? That do mother? ABC, what do knowledge do?
Knowledge puffed up.
It puffs me up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Charity. Yeah. 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 Wow. You can't have that puffed up on you. And look what it says right here. Alright, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Sister Judy.
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 reads, And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos of your sake.
For your sake.
For your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up. For one against another.
You have that pride on you. You can't be puffed up one against another.
They say stick was written, huh? Mm-hmm. That's the dude, you read that? Stick was written?
We said above that which is written.
Hold on. Make sure what's going on, they align with what kind of way?
That's written.
Written. Have it.
Yeah,
well, let's look up the mouth, go and make sure it's lying with what kind of way?
Was written.
Was written. Reggie. You didn't find yourself a few pages of the book.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right, who's on that, numbers I was on that, business 23? Okay, who's reading Leviticus 23? Okay, go ahead, sister, read that there,
please. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing the trumpet, and a righteous convocation.
Righteous convocation, go ahead.
Verse 25, you shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Verse 26, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 27, also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be in righteous convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your soul, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Verse 28.
Verse 28.
And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement. To make an atonement for you. Before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh, okay. Verse 29.
Verse 29. For whatsoever soul be to it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people.
Once you come out, we're going to kill you. Bottom line, if you're being cut off, that's it. That's it for you. So if you ain't being afflicted, like on this tomb day, you got to strain from all whatever. Don't put nothing in your mouth, period. Don't drink nothing. You got to be really afflicted. This is what you call a fast here. A real fast here. So you can't, you got to strain from that.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we've been getting asked by some that might be on medication and things like that. Do they afflict their soul?
It says something about the physician, not even supposed to come to the physician for nothing, the physician offer you medication. Not even supposed to have that anyway. You gotta have something natural. Y'all probably gave us natural things, green herbs and stuff like that, for all illness and disease. You don't come to Doc Cook. There's a verse on there about the physician. They sought the physician on that, and not Yahweh. Mm-hmm. That verse in, they sought the physician. They want to come to the physician.
What did Israel boy say about that in 13:4?
Job 13:4. Let's get Job chapter 13, verse 4. All right, it's just a big, Job chapter 13, verse 4. Job chapter 13, verse 4. We're coming back to you.
Job chapter 13, verse 4. But you are Borger,
guys.
You are an all physician of no value.
They're going to lie to you. They're going to never tell you to clean all. They're going to lie to you. They're going to give you medicine.
They ain't
going to
tell you to do all.
They're not going to tell you.
Let me look it up here real quick. Since they did, go to Sirach. They ain't going to tell you to do it. Sirach chapter 38. They ain't going to tell you about verse 4. Mother Eve. Back me up with Genesis, because we go to the beginning of Genesis, right? Because you did say something about magic, but we are doing something. We got to flicken our souls, right?
Let's find out what our dad. Let's just drop in on our dad too. Our mother, you can go bag you up with Genesis chapter. Give me Genesis chapter 1. And give me 29 and give me verse 30. And 31. We have 30 in that week. So after Sister A did, Mother Eve come in right behind her with that Genesis chapter 1, 29 down to 31. What you all remember that Sister A did? Sirach 38, verse 4. Matter of fact, pick it up at
Yeah, we're going to
read it for
now. Give me
verse 4.
Okay. Sirach chapter 38, verse 4. Yahweh has created medicine out of the earth,
mm-hmm.
and he that is wise will not abhor them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is these medicines he created out of the earth for us that we should be eating inside of our bodies?
Well,
they made something from the earth. So we just come to find out that their positions are forces of lies. They have no value. But our value is in the book. So what does the book say how we should be taking care of our body? Then remember, we're doing atonement. So this is what we should be eating. What should we be eating, Mom?
Genesis chapter 1:29-31.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 1:29.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the indeed which yields the fruit of
herb. Herb, right?
And
every
tree in the indeed, amen, which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me.
Mm-hmm. Can you read? Verse 30.
Verse 30.
He said, he said every herb, right?
Yeah, he said every herb.
Okay.
Every seed.
Okay, let's make that plain. What kind of herb? Can it be any herb?
Every seed.
I get one verse.
Yeah.
Sister Julie, give me Genesis 9, verse 3. Give me Genesis chapter 9, verse 3.
Genesis chapter 9 verse 3b. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things.
Even as the what?
Green herb.
Green herb.
Yahweh. That's right. Pick it back up, buddy. So every green herb he has given us for meat for. Verse 30, Genesis chapter 1 verse 30.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And to every beast of the field, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth,
mm-hmm.
wherein there is life, I have given every green herb
mm-hmm.
for me, and it was so.
Uh-huh. So Yahweh just let us know that, and Brother Titus had precepted, that the green herbs he has given us for our body. Green herbs is what we should be putting in our body, definitely for life. Verse 31. What did Yahweh have to say about that?
And Yahweh saw everything that he had made.
Mm-hmm.
And behold. It was very good.
All right, and that's the end of it.
What can I do about that?
Very good.
And it's good, too, when you put it in your body. It's good when you taste it. It was very good. Back over to Brother Titus.
And the morning was the sixth day.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Mother E, run into that Psalm 104 and find out why you want to zero in on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 104, 14 and 15. Why do you want to make sure you see them birds in your plate morning, evening, and at night.
Mm-hmm.
Watch up. Let's see if this thing that David was told by the number bird out of heaven.
Mother Z about to bring this thing out.
What you got for me, Mother Z? Give me Sirach, chapter 39, we're going to verse 26. And then just give me the top line of verse, give me verse 27 right behind.
Sirach, chapter 39,
yeah,
verse 26 and 27. The precious.
The principal thing.
The principal theme
The
principal themes for the whole use of man's life are water,
fire,
iron, and salt.
Salt.
Flour.
Of
wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Milk. Kind of cows, nigga.
And the blood of the grapes and all and clothes.
Pull out that milk.
What kind of milk makes you? You never gave us no cow, man. It's going to Proverbs. It's going to Proverbs, and I'm going to have these tablets. What kind of milk that was given to us? Go to Proverbs 27. Let me see what I'm up there. Proverbs 27 about what kind of milk that was given up. Not no cow milk. Call it dairy. All right, let's go to Proverbs 27:27. Sister Judith.
Proverbs 27:27. And thou shalt have goats, milk enough for thy food. For the food of thy household and for the maintenance for thy maiden.
Hallelujah.
Goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's more healthy. It does something.
Hallelujah.
Goat's milk.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get one.
What book is that?
Proverbs 27:27.
Now that was Proverbs, right? Who wrote Proverbs?
Solomon.
So what did he say? And 2 Chronicles 1, verse 7, down in verse 12. Okay, we'll just read verse 11 and 12. 1, verse 11 and 12.
Second Chronicles.
Chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
Chapter 1. Verse 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And that's why I said unto Solomon, because this was in your mind, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, or life of thine enemies, neither yet have long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king.
Okay.
Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, and neither shall there any after you have the like.
Right. They got this brother in Africa they call this black apple will be the richest man ever lived. No. No, that's where the richest man ever lived and knowledge is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon once said, if you drink some milk, what kind of milk again? 27:27?
Goat's
milk. So who you going to believe? That's why I gave him that wisdom and tell you, if you drink any milk, after you come off the breath, the only milk they're supposed to get behind that is what we read right now. Solomon said, goat's milk, not cow's milk. That's for the calves. That's why we stopped up today. With all them cereals and calves and milk. Cornflakes and cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why we all stopped up?
Hold it.
So if you drink some milk, the wise man in the world will save you up.
Goat milk. That's right.
You say you have no, you
Deuteronomy.
Yeah, you got numbers out of Deuteronomy. Oh, yeah, I'm on Deuteronomy. I know I'm seeing that it's Deuteronomy about the, okay, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's see. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter, about the sheep, I remember seeing the sheep.
When your baby starts school, they always give them, they start them right off at 4 years old drinking that white and chocolate milk.
14.
From the past.
13. Deuteronomy 32:14. That's it, I'm right on point. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 14, Sister Judith.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 14 reads, Butter of kind, and milk of sheep, fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kittens of wheat.
Right, he'll tell you what kind of meat to eat besides that meat to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
You eat it all in a all three. You read it now. Ox meat and meat you mean right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's an altar. But we know we read in the book of Hebrews, the blessing was in the fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had the fish ready for him when he came out with that. He had
right.
Fish waiting on him.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheep and the goat, they, you know, that's an alteration. You know, you want to, you know.
Hallelujah.
But this man, you got fish with you. Fish with it.
Yep.
You got the blessing.
Hallelujah.
The blessing is in the fish.
Blessing is in the fish. Hallelujah. Okay.
Go to Adam and Eve. Read that request. Page 149. Go read it. You got two edifies. Old bad but good. The blessing is in the fish.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. He pulled that out, the blessings of the fish. Put that in the testimony. I remember seeing the testimony. Was that Reuben? That long?
Yeah, I'm going to bring some kind of lamb chop home. Bring some center court, beef center court and all that stuff.
He's
want the blessing? Read with the Bible. Remember we read earlier about seek out his book and read?
Oh, yeah.
I got wise book and read.
Mm-hmm.
He told wise men some things.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in the book.
Mm-hmm.
On page 149, they got a statement in the book about that fish. It's got something on it for you.
You want
to make sure you write in the law of all. Not that temporary thing. Drinking that milk and eating all that beef, egg, bouillon, and stir fried rice and all that kind of stuff, that's going to walk you down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the blessing of Yahweh, children of Israel. And 149, what is it? What do you got? Go ahead and read it.
I'm trying to make sure it's Sister Judith there. Margaret.
Okay.
Get on. No, yeah. That's the okay, we're going to page 246.
Okay.
Yeah, 246.
Okay.
Yeah, pick up that verse 18 to 15. Verse 8 to 15.
Page 246?
Yeah, on mine, Testament of Zebulon, chapter 2. Verse 8 to 15.
Okay.
Sister Judith. That's little Zebulon. Pick up here, verse 8, all the way down to 15.
That's little Zebulon, verse 8 to 15. Verse 8, and I sail therein along the shore, catching fish.
Catching what?
Catching fish.
Mm-hmm.
For that house of my father until we came to Egypt.
All right.
Verse 9. And through compassion, I share my tent with every stranger.
And through his compassion, you know what?
Share his tent with every stranger.
So he says to strangers, go ahead.
Verse 10, and if a man were a stranger, or sick.
A what?
Or sick.
All right.
Okay, I right, took the team up there, print this man. Let's go to John real quick. Wow, this is a very strange diet. Let's go to John.
See, sometimes you might walk with somebody out. They say, go get the Popeye the cigarette. Then sometimes you get there and check that person out on how they eat. And they got neck bones and all that kind of stuff in the refrigerator. God, stop. Neck bones. All that swine. Got all that kind of stuff, you know. Hey, you just about know what you get back into. That's why you have to know these things the Bible saying. You know what you're working with. Because that stuff is temporarily, it can cause you to slow down, make you try like into time. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
All right, John 21, verse 8. Malachi Israel, John chapter 21, verse 8. Think of that, verse 8 all the way down to verse 13.
John, you say 21, verse 8?
Yes, sir.
Okay, down to what? 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going over to the book of John. On chapter 21, we're going to read verse 8 down to 13. 21. All right, the book of John, chapter 21, verse 8 down to 13. Verse 8, read. And the other followers came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were, 200 cubits. Dragging the net with fish.
With what?
The net with fish. Verse 9. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread. Verse 10. Yahweh the Son said unto them,
what?
Bring of the fish, which you have now caught. Verse 11. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes.
Great what?
Fishes. 153.
Oh, that's a lot.
And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. Yahweh the Son said unto them, come, come. And die.
And come and do what?
Die.
Come down now.
And none of the followers durst ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was Yahweh the Son.
See, when you got that fish and that green stuff in your belly, you'll know how you fight off anything. You walk around on a mask zone. You got your immune system that is highest. Your immune system is at its highest. Green food is and fish in you. Then you got your every now and then you have your you some ox every now and then, some ox. You have you some goat and a little sheep. But as long as you got that fish, as long as you got to make sure you got plenty of fish, the blessing is in the fish. Change the paper, there, and all that stuff, you let it go. That is for, when we got rid of 419, Brother McCarty and Matthew, in 419, he got, and Deuteronomy 419, what is that?
Okay, going over to the book, hallelujah.
I was going to get one point out of this in 419 of Deuteronomy.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 19. 19 reads, and these you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the hosts of them, even all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has advantage unto all nations, unto the whole heaven.
He gave them for all nations. That's the nation stuff. That's what they do.
Right.
See, all the stuff they come up with, all that, now they got crocodiles, and you got a restaurant, now you get crocodile, you get a snake, you get a snake sandwich, you get a rattlesnake sandwich.
Yeah.
It's how you want it.
Yeah, you all live.
They go rattlesnake right there. We cut it down right now. We cut it low right now.
Mm-hmm.
They got restaurants right now. Rattlesnake restaurants.
Yeah.
They do. You need a right. You pick. You look at the one in and swing around. But you said put a do not disturb sign with your red not put it on outside the gate.
Okay, you have that kind of hands you're gonna have.
But see, if I only keep you that right thing to forget it, shit, mom, you ain't like the way you used to be. But I could, look at the stuff you feed me, all this dead stuff you feed me.
Right, sure.
You dead, you killing me. What they call a peace collar pouring 2 5-pound bags of sugar into some peaches. Now you go and get 2 5-pound bags of white sugar and you'll pour it into that and cow's milk and mix all that up and put it in the oven for the peace collar.
Right.
The peach cobbler.
Yes.
You see, you know, peach cobbler with 2 5-pound bags of sugar. Mm-hmm. White sugar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, Grandma makes the best peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And gumbo. Yeah. Oh, you have to go by Granny. Oh, Granny got some gumbo and some peach cobbler. She makes some peach. 5:11 of judges. See, what we doing at 5:11?
Hallelujah.
What we doing is a mother
yes. He's
doing a Judges 5:11. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. See, it's very important to understand it. See, we doing a 5:11 of Judges. What's that?
Judges 5:11.
Yeah, 5:11. We're doing a 5:11 of Judges.
Judges chapter 5:11.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. That they are delivered from the noise of
archers
in the place of
drawing water.
What?
Drawing water.
Drawing water, then shall they reach.
Rehearse
the righteous act.
So what we doing, mother?
Rehearsing the righteous act.
That's all we doing. We rehearsing the righteous act. Because, see, remember, you will have young people coming in, but we got to get over it. Right now, rehearse the righteous act. Because a lot of couples going to be together. They're going to be feeding off of McDonald's and Popeye's chicken and all that kind of stuff. And rice and beans and all that, red beans and rice. So now you got to be in a position to help them.
Yeah,
so what we doing now, we rehearsing the righteous act on what the intake and what a blessing that is right.
Yeah,
that's what we doing on the bottom part of the sheet. Rehearsing the righteous act on what intake will be in our body. Because if you do it right, you could, 7:21, Micaiah. If you remember these things, you help others. Sacramento
7:21,
what
is that? Going over to the book of Sacramento, chapter 7, we want verse 21.
Yes, sir.
The book of Sacramento, chapter 7, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 reads,
right.
For Yahweh has given strength to our instructors,
yeah,
to such as can,
yeah,
what they should do to live,
uh-huh,
even as they can,
yeah,
and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Avoid punishment. We tell you exactly what it takes to do what?
Avoid punishment.
Hallelujah. Back to me online.
Okay, now, mother, we feel to learn some things so we can avoid punishment, right? Now, Mother Eve, was reading me something in Sirach. And then, let's see what he said in the book of Sirach. And I want you to go pick it up at that 39 again. We're going to come back over there at 26. All right, just give me 27, then we go read something that's in the book of Thomas.
Okay, Sirach, chapter 39, verse 27. All these things are for good,
mm-hmm,
to the Yahwali,
uh-huh,
so to the sinner, they are turn into evil.
Hallelujah. So all these things are good to the Yahweh, but for the sinners, mm-hmm, these things, they are turned into evil.
Right. But, you know why I turned evil to the Yahweh? Because they're going to look in your fridge where they're going to see things that you look. Man, I don't see no hog maws in there. Man, excuse me, I don't see no shrimp, lobster, you know, catfish. Mm. Man, you must have been shopping for yourself. No, I was shouting for the family.
Hallelujah.
Man, I don't eat no stuff like that.
That's right.
I want me a pig ear sandwich. See, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm telling you, that's why I say you gotta watch your company, because when you start getting around, you start looking at them both ways, you find out what they eat, what they're worth. You need to know these things first. Give them a boy punishment. Because if they raise something, all they can cook is, macaroni and spaghetti with meatballs. Good on you, man. That's their best meal is spaghetti and meatballs. Huh? And the meatballs, they just take it right out of the ground, be packed and put it together and put it into the thing. They don't season that meat. That meatball be just as bloody as everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just season it right out, the blood right out of it, you don't taste it. Oh, my granny makes the best. No. Spaghetti and meatballs. I said, what you do with spaghetti and meatballs? The ground beef. She's making them patties, little small balls, and put it into the... See? Yeah. Mm. So that blood went in there, too. Now you got to season that blood out Yeah, well. That first meat, that meat got to be seed. You got to seed the meat. Read that in 3:17, MLE, or Leviticus. The first thing you must do. 3:17. My parents didn't go, I've been there and done that. But they didn't have cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at 3:17. What did it say, Mother?
Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17.
Yeah, listen to this.
Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17. It shall be a preparation.
Perpetual.
It shall be a perpetual statute.
Uh-huh.
For your generation.
For your generation.
Throughout all your dwellings.
Perpetual means forever. This is forever.
That you eat neither fat nor blood.
Eat neither fat nor blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's perpetual. But most meat is beat in a skillet. You go get the chops, the beef chops and whatever, you put it in the skillet and get beaten down. You don't get the blood out of it. You beat the blood out of it in your skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And season it down. You don't put it in the water and get the garbage out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the Jewish people, they take all their meat, the big cows and whatever they want, and turn them upside down and drain the blood out. Yahweh ain't told you to drain no blood. He said, boil that garbage about your meat.
Mm-hmm.
They take it and turn it upside down,
mm-hmm.
and take the blood out of it. They ain't out of it by no turn upside down. What are you doing turn upside down with? He told you to, let me get a precept on that, Mother Eve, in that same, Leviticus. This is the man tells to do, to avoid punishment. And you got to make sure you come together in the head when you come together in the bed, because they're going to only cook with their mamas on shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You got to make sure see if you're going to make a difference. In the eighth chapter, verse 31, of Leviticus. 8:31.
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31.
Now, Moses was the Yahweh of children of Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
Right?
That's right.
Let's see what Moses told. Moses said, I'm your ancestor, tell his son.
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 31.
Okay.
And Moses said unto Aaron.
Yeah.
And to his son.
And to his son.
Boil the flesh.
Do what, then, Mother? Do what?
Boil the flesh.
Boil that flesh.
At the door of the tabernacle.
Boil that flesh. You can't tell anybody to turn upside down and let it drain out. Boil it.
Boil it.
Get that garbage out to me. Boil it. Eat neither fat nor blood, and boil it. Now you work with that. That's the most of them. Boil it. First thing you do, that meat, they got blood in it. You boil it out because there's a reason why. The 17th chapter I tried to tell you why. In the 17th chapter of this, say why he wants you to boil it out. See, he wants to tell you something. See, it's written, but you can't, this book ain't a novel. In the 17th chapter, tell you why you're supposed to boil it out. Pick with verse 1.
The book of Leviticus, of the heavenly chapter, chapter 17, verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto
Aaron,
and unto his son,
and his son,
and to all the children of Israel.
You see the order thing. That's the order thing right there. Order!
It said to them,
what?
This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded.
This is what Yahweh has commanded. This is the command. Watch this. Read.
Say it. Verse 3.
What?
What man soever. There be of the family of Israel.
Now here you go.
That killeth an ox.
An ox.
One lamb.
A lamb.
One goat.
Hey, that's something. Ox, lamb, and goat.
There you go, right there.
That's it. Ox, lamb, and goat. Look, woman, you take the money and go on to get the goat. Where the fish, ox, lamb, and goat is.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading here?
Hallelujah.
That's why we got to get the devil to be able to, as a family, okay, we got to get this whole thing, you want to get your half, what I get half and take with my family, we got to communicate.
You got them. It can happen.
But here's that's how it's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
He's telling Yahweh is in the picture. Is that right?
That's Moses, right?
Well, he's telling Moses, right?
Yeah,
and who Moses telling? Who Moses telling in verse 2?
Speak
unto Aaron.
That's right.
And unto his son.
And then he made it down to his son, right?
Yes.
Then what? Then where it goes?
And to all, the children of Israel.
So how the children of Israel don't hear anything? They'll hear from his son. They can hear from Aaron, and Moses gonna pass it on, and Moses got to bring out one, right? So I tell you exactly, it tells you exactly what to work with.
Hallelujah.
It tells you exactly what to work with, right? Now what it tell you work with? What it tell you work with?
Verse 3. Whatsoever shall be of the family of Israel, and kill it, an ox, or lamb, or goat.
What
kind of food? An ox, or lamb, or goat. Verse 7. And they shall no more offer their sacrifice.
Yes.
Unto devils.
Unto what?
Unto devils.
You okay, go ahead.
After whom they have gone a whoring.
Uh-huh.
This should be established forever.
Forever.
Unto devils, throughout their generation.
Get down verse 10.
Verse 10. Whosoever man there be of the nation of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you,
yeah,
that eat any matter of blood,
yeah,
I will either set my face against that person,
and
that eateth blood,
yeah,
and will cut him off from among his people.
Because our people eat a lot of blood of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We eat a lot of blood of chicken, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't know what it's they don't eat about chicken.
They don't know what it cuts. It's like a restaurant.
That chicken ain't, you know, that chicken you got, they got the blood in it, right?
Yeah.
We still eat around it, don't we?
Yeah.
Don't we? You tell you why.
For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
See, the life, whatever the way that beast lives, whatever disease that beast got, that's the life. The blood is the life. If your blood is messed up, you're going to be messed up. And if your blood is out of order, you're going to be out of order.
Yeah.
The life is in the blood. It's not in your bones. The life is in the blood. So you got to keep your blood right. The life. It's in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Right. Your life is in your blood.
Hallelujah.
If you don't do nothing for your blood, you're slowing your life. Go ahead.
And I have given it to you upon the altar.
Yes.
The altar to make an atonement for your soul.
Uh-huh.
For it is the blood that maketh an atonement.
Yes.
For your soul.
Right. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Therefore I say unto the children of Israel,
what?
No soul of you should eat blood.
Right.
Neither should any stranger that sojourn among you eat blood.
Right.
Verse 13. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel,
the children of Israel,
or of the stranger that sojourn among you,
uh-huh,
which hunted,
hunted
and catches any beast,
any beast,
or fowl,
that
may be eaten.
Yeah, there's a thousand may be eaten. They tell that bird stuff now.
Mm-hmm. He should even pull out that blood.
Get the blood out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thereof, and cover it with dust.
That's what they use, pull out the blood, about to turn upside down. And pull out the blood means put it in some hot and get that juice and get that garbage out of it.
Right.
14.
14. For it is the life of all flesh.
Yeah.
The blood of it.
Yeah.
Is for the life thereof.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I said to the children of Israel,
right,
you should eat the blood of no matter of flesh.
Great.
For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof.
Okay, what's the penalty of it? Keep reading what's the penalty of it.
Whatsoever eats it should be cut off.
Be what?
Will be cut off.
The man said, I'm going to cut you off. So you believe the man not, I'm going to cut you off.
That's
right. God will tell me online. So we got to understand, that's what our refrigerator had in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the prime meat that he wants in your refrigerator. Then you got to take that and prep that by putting it in some hot pot and get it out. The garbage out of it. You know about the vegetables, all that. Now you know all about the change of taste meat. And you know the blessing is in that. What kind of, what's the blessing is? It says what?
Fish.
Hallelujah. Live out of it.
Fish.
Fish. That was blessing of that. All the others change the pace.
That's right.
It's changing getting the handle of the fish, you get the blessing.
Hallelujah.
It is. So see, we got middle. We're getting it, we rehearsing the right to act for others. For others to come. To avoid him punishment. That what we sacrificing what we doing in Yahweh. To be sober, do this thing to help others.
Hallelujah.
Back to
them, y'all right. Hallelujah. All right, Mother Z, give me Ezekiel 24. Pick up at verse 3 to 7.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 24, verse 3 to 7.
Ezekiel 24.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel 24. Verse 3 down to verse 7.
Hallelujah. What?
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 3 to 7.
Hallelujah. What?
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel chapter 24,
verse 23 down 3. Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 3-7.
Verse 3, and utter
a part terrible unto the rebellion house
and various nations. Go ahead.
And say unto them, thus said the Yahweh, sit on a pot, sit it on, and also pour water into it.
Yeah.
Verse 4. Gather the pieces thereof into it.
Yeah.
Even the pieces, the thigh, and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bone.
What kind of bone?
Choice bone.
Choice bone. Go to that part.
Choice bone. This is how you're about to prepare your meat. Verse 5.
Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it. And make it boil well.
What kind of
well?
Well. Don't just jump off in there and take it back out. Yeah,
well. All right.
You put some on the table real quick. I got mother G. Holy something, fuck. It was something we brought up earlier. We're talking about food. And it's something we brought up earlier. And we're going to come back to the thing, too, about the atonement. We're still going to touch on the atonement. But Mother Z, can you give me that book of Thomas? Let's see what he said. He said something about this fish. I just want to point something out how Yahweh's son talked about this fish. And I think that was what, verses 8 and 9, or was that 7 and 8? 8 and 9?
7 and 8.
Okay, we're going to go to the book of Thomas.
Hold up there on silence.
And we're going to pick it up at chapter, book of Thomas, and we want 7 and 8.
The book of Thomas, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. We're going to let Titus catch up. He want to get there. He better pull it up. I might get pulled up now, too. All right, I'm back up a little too. All right, we're going to the book of Thomas.
The book of Thomas, chapter 7.
Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
Verse 7. Yahweh said, blessed is the lion which become man, who consumed by man, and cursed is the man who the lion consumed, and the lion become man. Verse 8. And he said, the man is like a wise fisherman who cast his net into the sea and draw it up from the sea full of small fishes.
Among
them, the wise
fisherman
find a fine large fish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He threw all the small fish back into the sea and
what did he do?
And
he chose
the large fish
without what?
Without
difficulty.
Difficult.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Who had ears to hear? Mm-hmm. Let him hear.
So he say, hey, look, man. This wise fisherman, man, he went out there, he caught a lot of small baby fish. But he say when he saw that big fish, he caught the big fish. When we got the big fish, he let all the little fish go. I just want to show you that our father, they weren't playing no games when he came down to this fishing. They took this matter very serious. And let's see how they reacted in the book of Matthew. Let's see if you get some fishing going on in the book of Matthew.
Who's that last verse was?
That was Thomas, chapter 1, verse 8.
Chapter 1, verse 8?
Yes, sir. And they went on to get some good old fishing. But let's see what Yahweh the son had to say when he caught some guys in the midst of doing something. Let me show you how people operate. If we want to be able to go in this Bible, look at the details, and be able to get our culture back.
That's right.
It's right in there. So we go to Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to pick it up at verse number, I'm going to drop down, give me 19. Brother O'Shea, tribe of Yahdah Judah.
Hallelujah.
Let me get Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Brother O'Shea.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, reads.
Yeah, we're going to read all the way down to, give me the 19 and 20. And he said unto them,
follow me,
mm-hmm.
and I will make you fishermen, fishers of men. Mm-hmm. Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah the Son, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw
mm-hmm.
two brethren, Shimon,
mm-hmm.
and
Shimon,
really. Yeah, Shimon, and Andrew, his brother, cast the net into the sea.
So they caught them casting net into the sea.
Well,
they didn't get you to go out there and put a rod out there.
Well, they were fishers. They were fishers. You see what's going on here? But what are you saying, 19 and 20? And then once you read that, give me Jeremiah 16, give me 10 and 16. What the hell, Captain? Oh, okay, hallelujah. Well, all right, give me Jeremiah, give me chapter 16, give me verse 10 and 16, Brother Titus. We have to, we get, Brother Shia from,
Jeremiah chapter 10 and 16?
Yeah. 10 and 16. 16. 10 and 16.
And verse in Matthew.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 4, verse 19. He said unto them. What are you saying to them?
He said, well, follow me.
Follow me.
And check it out. I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm.
And
what happened? 20.
Verse 20. And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
And what did he say about when he make you fishers of men? What we got to do today? What we read in Jeremiah chapter 16? Give us verse 10, and we want verse 16. What are we reading over there, Brother Titus?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 16,
mm-hmm.
verse 10 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 10, read.
What it reads?
And it shall come to pass.
It will come to pass.
When you shall show this people all these words,
mm-hmm.
and they shall say unto you, wherefore has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil
mm-hmm.
against us?
Mm-hmm.
But what is our sin?
Mm-hmm.
What is our sin? What is our iniquity? And what is our sin
mm-hmm.
that we have committed against Yahweh, our Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Behold, I was sent for many fishes,
mm-hmm.
said Yahweh.
Where the fishes at?
Oh, yeah.
Where the fishes at? Continue to read.
Yes.
That's
right. And they should fish them.
Now, y'all only want to cast the line in the water. I know you're going to have a hard time going to try to get y'all that juice. Continue to read.
And that's where I was sent for many hunters.
There will be some hunters coming out too.
That's right.
And they shall hunt them
mm-hmm.
from every mountain
mm-hmm.
and from every hill
mm-hmm.
out of the holes of the rock.
And voice of the true Israelite like gonna come out fishing. We gonna be a hunter coming out to get you. We coming to get you. Here come the fishermen. Now we just come to find out, right? That these guys was fishermen. But today we don't even want to do nothing. 21. Now let's go back and let's see what else is going to fish. We're not sure we're coming back to Brother O'Shea. Go back to that same chapter. Matthew chapter 4. Now give me verse 21. And give me verse 22. Let's see what they did.
Going back to Matthew,
we're going to knock them all out. We'll get some more fishermen. Man, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for the fish.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 24. What was that? We're going to give them the next 20 verse 21 and 22 in chapter 4. Matthew, take that fold, and we're going to go to 21 and 22. You got to keep something in mind. Yahweh wanted to put this fish in our diet. And he wanted to go out there and be fishermen too, in the water and on his land.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some work to do. We got some real work to do.
Matthew chapter 4. Verse 9, go back to 19.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up. We need 21 and 22 right there.
21 and 22.
Yeah, let's see who else is doing some net casting going on.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
What did it read?
And going on from this,
mm-hmm.
he saw other two brothers.
He saw two brothers.
James. And son of Zebedee.
Mm-hmm.
And John.
John.
His brother.
That's brother Will.
In a ship with Zebedee.
They sitting there on a big old boat. We call it a boat, make it easy for you to understand. They sitting on a big old boat. And you see this ship. And what they doing on this ship?
They're mending their nets.
They get ready to go get some fish, man. You feel me? Come on, Israel. They made it ain't nasty here. That means they was eating this fish because they knew what was going on when we just got done reading. Babylon, let it be known that, hey, when when we get this fish, it's for our health. He let it be known, when you sick, you eat this fish. Now, what are we doing today? What are we doing today? Let's see if we pull up, get an understanding. We just don't want to keep shooting at this fish and think you can eat every fish. We got scavengers.
Romans, chapter 15, verse 4. for whosoever, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope.
So everything that was written,
yeah.
We got to go off this thing that was written. And it was written before I learned. But the thing about it is, he, what did he say about things that's written before I learned that we can read?
We can read.
And we're going to pick this up. Now we're going to slide down over to the book of Sirach.
Hallelujah. Now we're
going to that last chapter.
Hallelujah.
And let's pick it up at verse 23. We'll pick it up at verse 23, Sirach 51:23. Brother O'Shea, pull me out with this one real quick. Sirach chapter 51, verse 23. What did he say?
Sirach
chapter 51,
verse 23. Sirach chapter 51, verse 23 reads.
What did it read?
Draw near unto me.
Mm-hmm. Draw near to him.
You want to learn?
You want to learn?
And dwell in the house of family of learning.
So you go come to the now we're gonna come to the temple of learning. You go come to the temple of learning.
Yeah, bump the shoulders.
And you got a bunch of shoulders. That's where you're gonna get this lick at.
That's right.
You're not gonna get this lick just on the fly.
That's right.
It's not gonna work like that. You gotta come to the place where you get your learning at.
That's right.
But the thing is, help me out, we coming back around. I haven't forgotten nothing. You understand? But we coming back around. Hey, help me out, Brother Ty. What did he say over there in Psalm 73:17?
I'm sold. That's the
last. Yeah, hallelujah. Why? One accord. That's it.
And what the mother got their eyes on? They
watch.
They
hug
the
seal written out.
We got it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we go see now. Let's see what the king has to say about this. Let's see what the king has to say about the temple of learning.
Temple of learning.
What did he do in the temple of learning? Somebody please put that out for me.
Psalm 73.
16 and 17.
Psalm 16 and 17.
Yes.
Psalm 73, 16 and 17.
Yes, what did he say, sir?
When I thought to know this.
Man, he thought to know this. He thought he knew something. This was the king talking now. Now, this is the king in order. The king said, I thought I knew something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
he
think?
He's going to be king of Israel forever. He woke up.
Yahweh. What do you say he thought he knew?
All right, Sirach 73:16. Then I thought to know this.
Mm-hmm.
It was too painful for me.
It was too painful for him because he thought he knew something too. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Verse 17. Until I went into the temple.
Now, he's going to get some answers when he went into the temple. Remember, the temple is a temple of learning. It's a temple of learning.
Yes.
Continue to read.
Of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Then understood I therein.
So the thing is, what he's saying is, this is the king talking.
Yes.
It's our king. He said, hey, listen here. I didn't get this lick. I thought I knew something. I was on a fly trying to do my little thing, whatever. But I didn't get this lick until I went to the temple of learning.
Yes.
And got some understanding.
Yes.
But the thing is, when he had done that, let's see what he had to say over there in the book of Acts. Now, yeah, I gotta use the other one because I want to read it with. Yeah. We'll go to 7, right? And give me number. Oh man. Hallelujah, boy. Give me 1 second to straighten out my Bible because I'm working with something here. All right. Now give me the book of Acts, right? And we're gonna go to chapter 7. And let's pick it up as, matter of fact, I'm going to pull out my other Bible. This Bible is just not working for me right now. Matter of fact, make it 20. I might be looking for it in the wrong strip.
Right.
I'm looking for something that, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir. All right.
I'm looking for something pertaining to, he went to the temple. But let's see what he had to say in Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Let's see what he has to say in Acts chapter 13, Captain. And let's pick it up. Give me verse 27. That's what I'm looking for. Give me verse 27. What did he say in verse 27 when he went to the temple? What happened? What was going on in there?
Acts 13, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
For they that dwell at Gaza and their rulers,
mm-hmm.
because they knew him not,
mm-hmm.
nor yet the voices of the seers.
What, the voices of the seers, which what?
Which are read every Sabbath day.
Uh-huh.
They have fulfilled them in condemning
him. Now, the voices of the seers are read every Sabbath day. Now, you go here, and we here today on the high Sabbath, and we hear the voice of the seers. We also here in the high Sabbath, reading inside of our book in the Temple of Learning. The thing is, what we point out here is that when King David went to the temple, he heard the voices of the seers. That's how he got his learning. So he ain't jumped nothing. He ain't jumped no ship. But he said what? Until I went to the temple of learning. Then he got to understand. Hallelujah. Now, who's hosting? Nobody want to host. Yeah. We're going back around now. All right. We're going back around. Now, Mother E, it's on you, right? Did you read that already, Mother E? We're going to be reading. All right, bring that out, Sister Ruth. What you got for me?
First Peter.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 4, verse 11.
First Peter, chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm. How we do this thing?
If any man speak,
mm-hmm.
let him speak. As the oracles of Yahweh.
That's how we do this thing. Then we read it in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, as it is written. Now we're reading in 1 Peter chapter, reading 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, that it has to be spoken according to the oracles, the words of Yahweh. Continue to read, Sister Ruth.
If any man minister,
mm-hmm.
let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives.
Mm-hmm.
That Yahweh in all things may be honored,
mm-hmm.
through Yahweh the Son.
That's right.
To whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
That's right. Now, we got to make sure we do this thing according to this written. And we got to make sure we speak and show this thing, and speak this thing according to this written. So, what's written, Mother G, of this written?
Leviticus chapter
11, yes, ma'am.
Verse 8 through
11. Uh-huh. What are we eating on there?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Of their flesh shall you not eat.
That's right.
And their carcasses shall you not touch. They are unclean to
you. You don't touch nothing unclean. You don't eat nothing unclean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did he say in the next verse?
Verse 9. These shall you eat of all that are in the water.
Now, we're talking about casting nets and water. We've been talking about octopus and rattlesnakes and all this other stuff. You see what I'm saying? And keep something in mind. Everything in that water, I don't care what you want to call it. Well, he named it in the beginning. That's what it is. You want to call it whatever, it can put a fish on the end of it. So what's going on in there? What do you say?
Whatsoever has fins and scales.
Oh, so if it's in that water, it has to have what?
Fins and
scales. Hallelujah. Why? Continue to read, Mark.
In the water,
mm-hmm.
in the sea, and in the rivers, them shall you eat.
So where you go get something out of that water? Make sure it has fins and scales. Mm-hmm. If it don't have it, then remember something. You got to boil that fish too. Got to get the blood out of it. The life is in the blood, remember? Mm-hmm. Got to boil that too. Verse, the next verse, 10.
Ten. And all that have not fins and scales in the sea,
mm-hmm.
and in the river,
mm-hmm.
of all that moves in the water,
mm-hmm.
and of any living thing which is in the water,
mm-hmm.
you shall be...
They should be what?
Shall be an mm-hmm. abomination to you.
So you're eating your catfish, and you love all the little catfish sandwiches you be eating on? You're abomination. All that is abomination. If you think you're going to make it eating that fish, that's abomination. That catfish ain't gonna get you there. What else we got going on in the next verse?
Verse 11. they shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses
in abomination.
In abomination.
Verse 12.
Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you.
So if it does not have fin, and if it does not have scales, and it come up out of that water, you want to eat you a seal, that's an abomination. If you want to eat you a shark, that's an abomination. It has to have fins and scales.
Yeah,
all right? Hold back to Brother Titus, this is Red C. Roy. Let me come back and get some more things going on. I'm going to warm up some more. I got something else.
And alligators.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, they eat the alligators. I got to come back in real quick. And the frog leg. I got it. Yeah, you frog right, leg. They eat frog legs. You want to eat a bow leg, go on here. Eat your bow leg. But don't forget, it does not have fins and scales. So when you're eating them alligators and you're wearing it, all that stuff you're doing, you can't even touch it. You got people putting these gator skins. Oh, I got my gators on. What you doing with them on, though? You shouldn't be touching them. They unclean. You let the other nation do it. Take that stuff off. What are we working with, Titus?
Right. Because all that stuff goes to, you know, the other nation. They can eat that. Let me go to Jubilee. Let me go to Jubilee. Look what he said. Look what he told us. That's what I got separated from these nations. Look what he told us. Go to Jubilee chapter 22 real quick. Jubilee chapter 22. Let's go to Jubilee chapter 22. Jubilee chapter 22. Let's pick up at Jubilee chapter 22. Let me see what I'm going to pick up at. Jubilee chapter 22. All right. Jubilee chapter 22. We're going to pick it up here. All right. Pick up at verse 16. Jubilee chapter 22. Verse 16. Sister Judith, Israel.
I miss you all
the
time. Where you at?
I'm at Jubilee chapter 22.
Jubilee chapter 22, verse 16 reads, "And do thou, my son Israel, remember my words, and observe the commandments of Abraham, thy father. Separate thyself from the nations."
He said, separate yourself from the nations. And look what he tells us. Go ahead.
"And eat not with them."
Eat not with them.
And do not according to their works, and become not their associate."
Right, so you don't come there as associate. You come not there as associate.
That's
right.
"For their works are unclean,
mm-hmm.
and all their ways are pollution and an abomination and uncleanness."
Mm.
That's right, go ahead.
Verse 17. "They offer their sacrifices to the dead, and they worship evil spirits."
Evil spirits.
"Eat over the graves, and all their works are vanity and nothingness."
Mm.
That's right. Verse 18.
Verse 18. "They have no mind to understand. Their eyes do not see what their works are. And how they err is saying to a piece of wood."
What does that mean that they got no mind to understand? What's that supposed to mean?
No mind to understand. They got no mind to understand.
What's the precept on that? They got no mind to understand. What's the precept on that? They got no mind to understand. The root precept of that, we're going to the book of Habakkuk.
Yahweh.
Chapter 2.
There you go.
Verse number 4. What do you mean they got no mind to understand? So why do you say that? They got no mind to understand. Sometimes you talk to the other nation, they ain't got no mind to understand what you're talking about. I'll tell you what. Read 2 verse 4. What's the rule?
The book of Habakkuk. Chapter 2. The book of Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verse 4.
Yeah.
And it reads.
What it reads?
"Behold,
uh-huh.
his soul, which is lifted up,
mm-hmm.
is not upright."
You mean his soul is not right?
Yeah.
You ain't got no mind. It ain't. His soul ain't right. And you are the soul. This man ain't right. He's not right. He's still trying to find something. He's trying to say this man's soul ain't right.
Even blood shall pursue you.
Somebody have blood to pursue you. See, you love blood. You love.
You love them to order a medium rare steak, don't you? Just make it hot enough to dip all down on their soup.
It's so serious that they got the vegan burgers even bleeding red. Because it reminds them of the
They want all their meat full of blood. They love it full of blood. They bring a change of soup when they come to go eat anyway. Because they know they're going to mess up the first one. Full of blood. You see they do? They love that blood. I mean, they love to watch movies, but the blood is part of the movie. Not people coming together. No, I want the blood part of it. Remember, Esau was a hunter.
Ezekiel
chapter 35, verse number 7 reads.
What?
Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate.
Yeah.
And cut off from it.
Yeah.
Him that passes out and him that returns.
Go ahead.
Verse number 8. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men.
Yeah.
In thy hills and in the valley. And in all thy rivers shall they fall.
So how you be dropping in with you? How you really drop in? I'm gonna kill this man. This man was prepared for slaughter. You know that it's written? Read that, Captain. In the ninth chapter of Romans, make it 11th chapter around by verse 9. This man was made for this really. See, you gotta understand something. The Bible's gonna stand, you just put the pieces together.
That's right.
So in the 11th chapter, beginning of verse 7, let's read a little bit. Read down to verse 13, and we'll link him up real good in verse 22. See, you gotta understand something. Yahweh has already made a plan on tape. 9, 7, 13, and 22. Let's see what he says. See, we got to understand this thing here. That's why we organize them together now. We got to understand this thing before the rush come in.
Romans chapter 9, verse 7, 13, and 22. Romans chapter 9, verse 7 reads, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 13. As it is written.
No, keep it around.
Oh, all the way down?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Romans chapter 9, verse 7 to 13. 22. Okay. Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yahweh.
That's right.
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Hallelujah. For this is the word of promise.
Mm-hmm.
At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. For the children being not yet born,
yeah,
neither having done any good or evil,
yeah, right, yeah,
that the purpose of Yahweh, according to the election, might stand.
You see, this is so they got nothing to do with this. They weren't even born.
Right.
This is something Yahweh, the father, had put together before they even was born.
Not of work. But of him that called.
It's the one that called it. It's not you can't work your way saying it's already called, go ahead.
Verse 12. It was said unto her,
what?
The elder shall serve the younger.
That's right.
Verse 13. As it is written, Jacob's surname Israel have I loved. But Esau have I hated.
Is that what Yahweh said? He loved one and hated another. Is that what we read? Read verse 20 next time. 20, 21, 22.
Romans chapter 9, verse 20 to
23. Listen real good, 20 to 22. Listen real good at this.
Romans chapter 9, verse 20 to 22. Verse 20 reads, nay, but, O man, who are you that replies against Yahweh?
Right.
Shall a thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me thus?
You see, so you, I made, you can't tell me what I made. I know what I made, so how you got in this conversation on what I made?
Good. Verse 21, Romans chapter 9, verse 21. Has not the potter power over the clay?
Yeah.
Of the same lump,
yeah,
to make one vessel unto honor.
He made one vessel to honor.
And another unto dishonor.
Well, who is this vessel he made for honor? Mm. Now you got to go to your preacher bag, man. Mm. Where we going, y'all? Class? Where we going? Where we going to find out about this? Which one is for honor?
Yeah.
Huh? Where we going? This is what we got to get. Do you know what's written in 12, Brother O'Shea? Let me read in Matthew 12:1 for me. I mean, 10:1. 10:1. Do you know what's written? Then I want you to give me a head count.
Matthew
10:1.
Chapter 10, verse 1, reads.
What?
And when he had called unto him 12 followers, he gave them power against the unclean spirits.
Now, stop it there. Now count. Count. In the room, count. In the temple right now, count. Give me a head count. Give me a head count.
10, 12 in the bathroom. And count the silver.
Give me a head. I need a head count. How many we got?
What?
How many we got? Count.
Fulfill,
yeah,
you my joy.
Fulfill, yeah, yeah.
That you be Like-minded.
Yeah, like-minded.
Having the same love.
Same love.
Being of one accord.
Being of one accord.
Of one mind.
Of one mind. Now, that's how the 12 got to be. So we're rehearsing the right back now. That's why we got a bump shoulder with the 12. The 12 got to set the example, set the president before coming. The 12 got to be, all 12 got to be ready. Got to be on fire. Whatever subject matter it is, I take care of it. I got that. I got that. So once the message is delivered to you, I got that. I got it.
And don't stop.
That's right. That's right. So that is right there. 12. That's but you all got to speak the same thing.
Hallelujah.
We got to have that spirit of Philippians 2:2. That's the game changer you're going to see Yahweh the other day. First, get that right. Make sure all 12 can do the same thing. That is the kickoff. That was the old seal watching for 12 to be able to do it. Now back to y'all at. Okay, now you said now we're back there on right now. So see that? Now all y'all must know about this vessel. Now read that vessel again. Now all 12 will know exactly where to go. All 20 to go and read who this vessel is. All 12 will be to do it. That's why you gotta have somebody to rehearse to write that. Say, hey, what you doing, my better half? I ain't doing nothing. Call him and rehearse to write that with you. I'm gonna make sure you understand about this vessel.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And it reads, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahweh, the Son, that ye all speak the same thing."
Yes.
"And that there be no divisions among you."
Not among you 12.
"But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment."
Yeah. So the 12 got the first, that's the first sign. The 12, any one of the 12 got to be prepared, and that's in all six camps. 12 got to be prepared on whatever it takes. Any one of 12 you get to can take care of this day.
Hallelujah.
So that's what you got to do out of camp one. You got to have 12 speaking the same thing. Everybody know exactly what to do. Because whenever the come in, you better straighten them out. Any 12 can straighten them out. Now, what is that precept that we can find about that vessel? What is he say? He made one vessel, one way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to find out about the vessel he made one way. What vessel he made the first? What about he made one vessel? What kind of way first? So now who is that vessel he made one on? That we can read. Huh?
Is no flesh.
So which one of these vessels he made for honor first?
Israel.
So Israel is that honor birth. You see that? There go your precepts. Esau, Israel is the vessel. So all 12 of you folks be prepared and know this when you jumped out of that. The vessel is talking about Israel. And you know who Israel is by numbers, right? Well, can we read a number about how many Israel by number? 12. What can we read?
We read it.
Straight to read by the number of Israel.
Well,
how about the first time it ever mentioned? Now, throw a little rank in there. How about the first time it ever was mentioned?
49.
The first time it was ever mentioned. No guesswork. What can we read the first time it was ever mentioned? Try the 35th chapter. The first time it ever mentioned about the number. First time it was ever mentioned. The foundation of mentioning about them and what verse in the 35th chapter. What verse will we read in the 35th chapter would tell us the first time they ever was called by the number?
Verse
10. No guess? No guessing? No guessing. If you read it, you look at it, good. No guessing.
Genesis chapter.
35th chapter, I need to know what verse
mm-hmm.
that we just can read the number of they who they are for the first time.
22.
Hallelujah.
Now you found it in 10. Let's hear you read it in 10. Come on. Let's hear it read in 10.
Genesis 35.
10. Okay.
And Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob, and your name shall no longer be Jacob. But Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel.
Need that number. So.
Say it out, Elder.
Looking for a number.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now we look for a number. Now let's get a number. What verse will get a number?
Genesis chapter 35, verse 22, read.
Oh, this is good.
And it shall come to pass when Israel dwelt in that land.
Yeah.
That Reuben went and laid Belha, his father,
yeah.
concubine,
yeah.
and Israel heard it.
Yeah.
Now the sons of Israel were 12.
That is the number one here. Now you can go and clean up in 49:28. So now you go to 49:28. But the first time I've ever mentioned about 12, then you got it right there. That's your foundation of how many is Jacob's boys. His name was changed to be Israel. How many?
12.
12. 12. All 12 and 49:28 is what? All 12 and 49:28 is what?
12.
Yeah, but all 12 and 49:28 is what?